I have a major break in several areas of my life as far as being a person with disabilities. My healthcare plan and its history is majority screwed up. I have attempted to get my plan group Prospect Medical Group to commit to an audit of requests/approvals, etc. and still they have nothing to show for it. They refer me to Humana. Humana, believe it or not, has ghosted my efforts on Twitter DM, at @HumanaHelpETC, blocked on Facebook. I have attempted to use the Humana chat for this issue. I will provide proof here. My Humana rep, Trisha Williams, at thisagentcares-weblink document URL, http://thisagentcares.com, has blocked me on Facebook, and will not return my SMS text messages, voicemails, or emails. Are you wondering exactly what is going on? I have a new reset for HIV care doctor today at 9:30 a.m., dash a trip from San Bernardino to Pomona. SR fax transmission successful to Inland Valley Infectious Disease. Dr. Asima Malal 1-909-971-4532, re, how exactly can trust begin, ref, HIV treatable, on June 9, 2022 1:38 a.m. I have no idea if it will truly be successful in this matter. The referral from my primary care doctor to HIV doctor is in question because I sent fax, 13-1-12 received no reply from my assigned primary care doctor Richard Kanga, spelled, D-O-C. T-O-R-R-I-C-H-A-R-D-K-A-N-G-A-H-N-P-I, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A-E, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? A net reality audit must commence effective immediately. Or, I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die, 12553796-81, license number A55122, Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated, Highland, California 92342608, phone, 909-864-1006, fax, 909-864-1625, taking also into view other facts- the article on the side of, C.D.C., the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course. The Divided States of America Absolute, Gov, called disability inclusion has obviously also failed. The subject title of contact and email to them also fails. Macta Pond, comma, C.D.C., the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the Divided States of America Absolute. Info, topic: I am still detached from HIV services, and no one from the community will reply. C.D.C., the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course. The Divided States of America Absolute, dash 2197930-QAK6V8, CRM01534466, Real Up Human, Net, Friday, December 3, 2021 at 8:37 p.m. 2, C, D, C, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the Divided States of America Absolute, info, stop gang stalking, Timothy.Noonan, at, HHS.gov, Akar Mail, at, HHS.gov, CC, Lorraine.Sheridan, at, Curtin.edu.au, gangstalking expert-doctor Andrew Lustig, JMIR support, Mama Fire Dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house, still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old, mama, to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. @gmail.com. This reply back to them requesting more information is predictable to not engage in a conversation. Dr. Sheridan and Dr. Lustig noted in the email header are actually scientific research authors that appear on the National Institutes of Health, NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health, published subject on gangstalking. There are 3 return matches for the subject of gangstalking since April of 2020. I have not been able to obtain a trusting HIV doctor dash with several reset from a new assignment from primary care to referral to HIV care, dash all have failed. My very last HIV doctor session was in March of 2019 with Dr. Eric Timoni Shigano of Borrego Health in San Bernardino, CA. At the time of this relationship breaking, the doctor unjustified based on my effort to discuss a matter on the topic. The topic is off-limits. I had placed onto Twitter and tweet thread to attention to the director of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course. The divided states of America absolute. HIV department, Dr. Jonathan Merman, at Merman, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. The topic was indeed my need to question standards of care in a hate campaign that has been unresolved from Denver, dash, and now has severely impacted me into 2022. The clinic my doctor who works for Borrego Health does indeed have a Twitter account, at Borrego Health. During the last session I had with my HIV doctor, Dr. Shigano, I created and brought a QR code for this tweet thread. I tried to bring this into view during a conversation with Dr. Shigano. He refused. He said he would not have time. Of course, Dr. Merman on the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute, blocked me on Twitter. But can you image that I am also blocked from the main at CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute, HIV account on Twitter, all will be in the evidence. Comma, we have something crazy in a few. Dr. Shigano terminated my physician/patient relationship unjustly, unethically, and illegally. I tried to get his attention to the situation via fax, and he ended you calling the police to have them come over to my house. They had been here before, on a complaint of harassment. No, not really. The San Bernardino Police Department, also blocked on Twitter, officers were here before I actually knew who had made the complaint. I said to the officers regarding any restraining order, that I would indeed violate such an order. So, the court went like a kangaroo court, and of course, not in my favor. So passing from March 2019 forward, I had no reach to any HIV provider resources. The source provider that their office used was a recycle of this back already for Dr. Zane and the counterproductive team of Dr. Christopher Eric Berger, who months back ago filed harassment charges against me - that criminal. It was about 10 days prior to the date of April 10th, 2020, when I did indeed violate the restraining order between myself and Dr. Shigano. I had faxed the doctor, faxed the police, and faxed the Foothill AIDS Project. By this time, Dr. Shigano had been given the full account of the backstory in view of all of this. I had not been transferred to the care of any other doctor. Dr. Shigano was signing the refill prescriptions for HIV medications treatment. However, it may be said officially, that I violated the restraining order about 10 days prior to April 10th, 2020. That date is when Dr. Shigano passed away from causes claimed to be stroke. That so-called stroke terminated my continued medication refills. But to a high degree, Mark, my doctor did not die from the causes of stroke. I am sure in all things in this dash, he committed suicide. Because I am the one who has the documented record - and no one is able to talk, to have a discussion, to carry and confer to a conversation. It is bad ugly - today at 9:30 a.m, we are going to test the resolve of another doctor - this here is going into the positon of the story casting upon that doctor. The primary care doctor who is in the referral of this - after fax 13 was sent, terminated doctor provider care in my case. Yes, people, we are talking about something that's sinister. Not my fault and not my responsibility to correct or fix, and if they cannot speak the truth, I die. Human no longer breathing, dead die. If I end up putting a retainer fee for a lawyer, I am demanding the licenses revoked of these doctors, lifetime - these acts are not accidental, these acts are intentional. These acts would be something not covered by errors and omissions insurance, they are criminal. I cannot add a review onto the Facebook side of my Humana rep, it has an error. However, I have successfully replied and chained to a review that is fully out of the sky and complete opposite reality than my experiences. This Facebook review is real. How does this read? Comma, - Chili most recommends Trisha Williams, broker relationship manager. Nosporad Sta 91M70Y2U0 inches 6C4970G39J17T2RA. My name is Rico Sweat. Miss Trisha Williams from the very beginning has been very professional and a real blessing in explaining the value of having Humana as a medical insurance for me. She keeps me informed of all of the updates and benefits in having this insurance, reassuring me that this was one of the best decisions I've made in choosing Humana. I'm very comfortable with her as in my agent, and I give her 5 stars because she is the very best in the business. Thanks. God bless. 3 comments. - James M. Driscoll. Ms. Williams, my Humana plan rep, is a hypocrite. Flat out 1000% wrong. Flat out 1000% dead silence. Flat out 1000% chicken sit. Flat out 1000% uncaring. Flat out 1000% unprofessional. flat out 1000% destructive to health wellness. She would not be the only one, comma, flat out 1000% heartless, comma, dash. Trisha Williams, broker relationship manager, tagged here, blocked on Facebook from commenting on her page, her posts, or any kind of directed FB messenger communications. This is a saved archive public accessible messenger content history proof. Web link document URL, http://facebook-in-the-mind-way-reality-audit-with-sita/message/inbox/trisha-williams-precarrelations-heat-manager-mplock/message-1html. Trisha Williams, broker relationship manager, ignores all SMS text messaging from her Humana Health Plan client. Trisha Williams, broker relationship manager, ignores all email directed to her email address. Trisha Williams, broker relationship manager, will never return any voice call or voice message. I am a Humana Health Plan client. Leave me to waste away into dust. Humana is blocked on Facebook. Humana and at Humana Health ghosted in Twitter DM. Prospect Medical Group, dash wow, should we begin to understand something very sinister here? The Google reviews for my plans group. Community public awareness presentation. Web link document URL, http://web-namespace-memospace-reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's, discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. / medical - mental - health - law matters - standards of care / prospect medical com / email / mail - percent 23 big man killing tech bug - what if darknet - overlay - intentionally - nullifying - normalcy - into - chaos HTML. Mentioned, social media tag big man killing tech bug really fatal, a darknet technology overlay killing people really serious. What is that, you might ask? Simply explained this way. On Facebook, web link document URL, https://www.facebook.com/#bigmankillingtechbug/. On Twitter, web link document URL, https://twitter.com/SARC, Q equals percent 23 big man killing tech bug and SRC equals type query and F equals live. On YouTube, web link document URL, https://www.youtube.com/results, search query equals percent 23 big man killing tech bug. Dash. Seriously. Take a seat. Seriously. Sit down. Dash. Open your mind, heart, and your critical thinking reality. Stop sign stop. Dash stop sign stop. Dash stop sign stop. Eyes look. Dash eyes look. Dash eyes look. And, ear listen. Dash ear dark skin tone listen. Dash ear medium skin tone listen. Web link document URL, http://web-namespace-memospace-reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's, discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. / medical - mental - health - law matters - standards of care / prospect medical com / email / mail - percent 23 big man killing tech bug - what if darknet - overlay - intentionally - nullifying - normalcy - into - chaos HTML. Grammarly. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. T-shirt informal. Handshake confident. Victory hand optimistic. Dash. James M. Driscoll, The Rock Bible College. Web link document URL, http://web-namespace-memospace-reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, Point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-inc/dr-richard-kanga/rock-bible-college-rock-church-coms/mail-drastic-change-is-required-not-requested, HTML, continued, it is a new day paradigm, not a matter invisible with questions left unsaid hanging it. It what? Imagine a world that connects on two completely polar opposite points simultaneously plus Y. Imagine a world where we have the normalcy of what should be in a secondary influence, dash not so collectively and socially structured desired, not so good to the goal actually as to be interfering and nullifying the normal. If the world was ordinary, which we know it remains unchallenged to terminate, this is no ordinary circumstance. This is no ordinary consideration. This is no ordinary world of technology for sure. See, Mem 4.02 Technorealism, source, web link document URL, http://mimex.org/meme4-02html, web link document URL, http://awesome-cramabone-playroom.school-an-adult-consent-thought-and-practices resource, Cramabone, source African Adinkra-meaning-1 bad makes all look bad are the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, all contents comply, /technorealism/technorealism. David S. Benaham, New York City, March 11, 1998. Principles of Technorealism. 1. Technologies are not neutral. 2. The internet is revolutionary, but not utopian. The net is an extraordinary communication tool that provides a range of new opportunities for people, communities, businesses, and government. Yet as cyberspace becomes more populated, it increasingly resembles society at large, in all its complexity. For every empowering or enlightening aspect of the wired life, there will also be dimensions that are, malicious, perverse, or rather ordinary. 3. Government has an important role to play on the electronic frontier. It is foolish to say that the public has no sovereignty over what an errant citizen or fraudulent corporation does online. Technology standards and privacy issues, for example, are too important to be entrusted to the marketplace alone. 4. Information is not knowledge. We must not confuse the thrill of acquiring or distributing information quickly with the more daunting task of converting it into knowledge and wisdom. Regardless of how advanced our computers become, we should never use them as a substitute for our own basic cognitive skills of awareness, perception, reasoning, and judgment. 5. Wiring the schools will not save them. 6. Information wants to be protected. 7. The public owns the airwaves. The public should benefit from their use. 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. Understanding technology strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to similar democratic scrutiny. End of mention of techno-realism, Grammarly. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Handshake confident. Victory hand optimistic. Necktie formal. James M. Driscoll. Part 3. Continued. Unquestionable behavior of stranger danger. So, if you have read this so far, of course, this is a bit cryptic. Stop gang stalking me for sure. You have notifications that alert you to my request, your payment is modest, and that is what you are above on the books to make ends meet slash meet, the means to stay within the boundaries. But that is not good enough for you, huh? To have set into a motion of fun? A choice for the dollar sign buck greenback to be played against the risks. Hidden on the technology of a screen interface dash that is very much real, very much visible, for it is the only way such activities can happen against what is called natural law. The secondary notification is a dark network that you have your attention and mind to work on, playing mind games around with a specific set of listed persons where the two technologies collide, worth the 4x dollar sign or whatever it is, no one gets really hurt. It is not like you're taking a gun, and committing physical violence, you say. Do you know what sinister side of darkness of what you are actually connected to and actually belong to? To who has set it up, and where you made a choice to betray your nation's security, dash to become an actual operating, cyberware, activity, axe, to hold against your very own nation's peoples. an agent of those who intends harm against this country, the enemy of our country. That is what that darknet app is carefully cyber warfare engineered to be purposed for. You have allowed yourself to become an enemy agent, dash acts of cyberware, dash acts of warfare against your country, dash that is, if you take the offer, no matter how high the payment is. Is the full and complete collapse of the United States really what you desire when you follow the secondary calling? An act as a gang stalker against the technology match dash up that I know holds true against me. A very hidden, secret, active darknet technology is the only possible force onto your reckoning. If you think I am a freak for writing this here, fine. Call me crazy. Pass the order to another driver, dash and be alert to the augmented reality that is passing into view of these words, dash. It will be a, I told you so moment, dash for sure. Facts fall flat. These facts don't lie. These facts holds true confirmed in research on the NIH. GOV-gang stalking realism in activity as a double agent in connected net flows. Proven from my past times, and nothing seems to be active to stop the possibility. However ignorant you might be, however foolish you might be, however evil you are actually being, dash you may have activated that dark app. It is the law enforcement of the United States of America that is a view of its deployment. Open yourself to our wonderful world of stupidity. However, you may have activated that dark app. It is the law enforcement of the United States of America that is in the high suspension of the view of its deployment, as 50 years of police gangs in Los Angeles County is just the tip of the iceberg. Read this last month Reuters article. Web link document URL, https://www.reuters.com/legal/government/prevalence-white-supremacist-law-enforcement-demands-drastic-change-2022-05-12/. Commentary Justice Matters by Hassan Kanyu May 12, 2022 11:41 PDT last updated 21 days ago. Prevalence of white supremacists in law enforcement demands drastic change, comma, dash. In your so doing acts backward of any kind of common sense reasoning, you are already guilty of treason, by one act. The app is the tracking evidence of what you have done, cannot be just told or sold as a lie. If you are a person who engages in this activity, there will be a time when you will be punished for your high crimes, dash guaranteed. It is not just a harmless game. It is a serious deployment of a weapon of cyberware against our country. I would take the device that such an app has been running and physically throw the device against a brick wall. Never install such a dastardly thing again. In this country, the law stands. Ignorance of any law cannot be used as a defense to avoid punishment. The sharing, tracking, installation, and IP polling of such an app, dash peer-to-peer is extremely serious. I'm a 16-year targeted individual and gang stalking is evil and criminal. I hope my transaction here is acted on hate-free. Thank you for a prompt response and logical motions gold standards. Dash. Where to step from here? Try this. This is my assigned primary care healthcare provider slash doctor on my Humana plan. The Rock Bible College. As with almost every one of my public awareness of these issues, presentations have a spoken voice text narrative, accessibility enabled, audio media presentation. Web link document URL, http://web-namespace-memospace-reality-audit.life. What is that you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. / medical dash mental dash health dash law matters dash standards of care / ultimate dash medical dash practice dash inc / doctor dash richard dash kanga / rock bible college dash rock church com / mail dash drastic change dashes required dash not requested html to direct link to the audio media directly. Aug audio playtime dash 1 hour 42 minutes dash serious, very serious. Web link document URL, http://web-namespace-memospace-reality-audit.life. What is that you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-inc/dr-richard-kangas/rockbiblecollege-rockchurch.com/drastic-changes-required-drastic-not-requested-odd. Now step to where? Try this. Web link document URL, https://knock-knock-angels-cared-co/. End of this spark introduction-disability issues and lawyer services-this is real.